Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The House Budget Committee has passed what Democrats are calling a human infrastructure bill, a $3.5 trillion package that expands education, health care, and child care support. It goes to the full House for debate and possibly a vote this week. Republicans oppose it. Democrats are divided. And NPR's Mara Liasson says the outcome will be pivotal for the public and the Democratic Party.
Putting aside just the messiness of this intra-party negotiations, the stakes are so high for Democrats. They either find a way to compromise among themselves and deliver both these bills, the physical infrastructure bill, the roads and bridges bill, and the human infrastructure bill, this big reconciliation package, or they risk losing the next two elections in 2022 and 24 because they are the party that believes government can help people. And if Democrats fail to deliver, they will look completely incompetent.
NPR's Mara Liasson. In Germany, polls have just closed after voters cast ballots for a new government as Chancellor Angela Merkel gets ready to step down. From Berlin, Esme Nicholson reports the race to replace the longstanding leader is set to be a close one.
As Merkel prepares to leave office after 16 years at the helm of Europe's largest economy, opinion polls reveal a highly fragmented electorate, and no one party is expected to get above a quarter of the vote. This means that whoever comes out on top will probably need to bring on board two other parties with wildly differing platforms to form the majority needed to govern. And with the two frontrunners, Social Democrat Olaf Scholz and Conservative Armin Laschet, only points apart in the latest polls, it's not a given that the candidate with the highest number of votes will even end up as chancellor. Instead, it will likely come down to lengthy coalition negotiations, meaning Merkel may not be able to leave office as soon as she planned. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.
At least three people have been killed and dozens are injured after an Amtrak train derailed in Montana yesterday. NPR's Jen Newman reports federal investigators are heading to the scene.
Amtrak's Empire Builder train, which runs between Seattle and Chicago, consists of two locomotives and 10 cars, with seven of those cars derailing just outside the small town of Joplin, Montana. According to an Amtrak statement, there were approximately 146 passengers and 16 crew members on board at the time. Photos and videos posted to social media show several cars on their sides, while first responders helped passengers out with ladders. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board says it will investigate the derailment. Jen Newman, NPR News.
This is NPR. The British government says it'll offer temporary work visas for thousands of foreign truck drivers. A truck labor shortage has markedly slowed deliveries and led to empty grocery store shelves and gas stations. From New York to Melbourne, Mumbai to Lagos, dozens of musicians are taking part in Global Citizen Live, a 24-hour music festival set on bringing about global change. As Rebecca Rosman reports, Elton John helped kick off the event in Paris yesterday evening.
More than 20,000 fans gathered on the Champ de Mars Saturday evening for the kickoff of the Charity Music Festival, which is being timed around the UN General Assembly meeting and G20 climate change meetings. Organizers are calling on G7 and EU leaders to do more to fight climate change, world hunger, and the COVID-19 pandemic. Their demands include sharing at least 1 billion COVID-19 vaccines with countries most in need and giving $100 billion annually to address climate change in the developing world. Ed Sheeran, Billie Eilish, and Jennifer Lopez are also included in music performances spanning six continents. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Paris.
The Tony Awards will be presented this evening in New York City, more than 15 months after they were originally scheduled and a year and a half after Broadway shut down. Previous winners Leslie Odom Jr. and Audra McDonald will host. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.